Welcome to the VAT update for 14th September, and in this month's edition we look at four items, the first of which concerns a barrister who received a penalty notice for £100 because he had filed his VAT return in paper rather than electronically. But the barrister had a legitimate reason for filing in paper because he refused to tick the box which confirmed that he had read the terms and conditions being imposed by HMRC, and the underlying question was whether it was lawful for HMRC to impose the obligation to tick that box, and the tribunal ruled it didn't. Now, actually, I think the HMRC should hang its head in disgrace, because Mr. Garrett, a barrister, had a legitimate reason for not filing electronically, and there are exceptions within the law that allow people who have got various cultural reasons for not filing electronically. But in this case, HMRC was acting unlawfully in imposing the condition that you had to tick the box, and HMRC should not have pursued this penalty to the tribunal. It's ridiculous that the HMRC terms and conditions should run to 12 and a half pages, and HMRC's judgment is highly suspect because they were attempting to impose conditions that anybody ticking the box will receive statutory notices electronically and will have to check their mailbox regularly. Fortunately, the tribunal judge, Barbara Mosdale, ruled that it was unlawful for HMRC to impose this obligation and ruled that it was inappropriate for HMRC to try to charge a penalty. But I think the HMRC should hang its head in shame that it so lacked judgment as to try to impose a penalty and to try and impose unlawful conditions, and even worse, to pursue this case to an appeal tribunal. It illustrates that the review process within HMRC doesn't seem to be working properly. And I've got a similar conclusion in the case of the Howells, which concerned a do-it-yourself builder scheme claim for over £25,000 of VAT. The tax is very complex, and it's almost inevitable that those who try to self-assess without the assistance of advisors should make mistakes. And in this case, the Howells had decided to renovate a derelict farmhouse which they owned, but they had not occupied for many years and indeed lived in a static caravan adjacent to the derelict farmhouse. They submitted their claim for the do-it-yourself builder scheme, but when HMRC wanted evidence that the property had been unoccupied, they couldn't provide that evidence other than saying that they believed it had been unoccupied for more than 10 years. But this wasn't acceptable to HMRC, that sought evidence from the electoral roll or utility bills or even evidence that correspondence had been directed elsewhere. But none of this was appropriate because they lived in a static caravan adjacent to the derelict property. And as a result, there was no evidence that showed the property had been unoccupied and unused for 10 years or more. And so the couple ended up having to pay over £25,000 of VAT, and they were unable to get this refunded under the do-it-yourself builder scheme because of a technicality. So I think it's actually a shame that HMRC should have sought a 15% penalty because they didn't accept the evidence of the couple claiming that it had been unoccupied for 10 years because it couldn't be corroborated. I think HMRC disgraced themselves, but the important point is actually that HMRC confirmed to the tribunal there's been a change of policy and they are now seeking penalties in the do-it-yourself builder scheme, where in the past they would never have sought a penalty, and it is proof that HMRC are getting more aggressive. Unfortunately, it's also proof that HMRC lacked judgment and they shouldn't have sought a penalty in this case. An interesting case which has got to be read in conjunction with a 2014 decision of Associated Newspapers came up in August, and the first tier tribunal has decided that HMRC was entitled to reclaim input tax in the purchase of vouchers which it gave away as part of its promotion scheme. Now, back in 2014, the first tier tribunal also decided that the newspaper company did not need to account for output VAT on the vouchers given away. HMRC were, in this 2015 appeal hearing, seeking to disallow the input tax, and one assumes that they'll put the two appeals together, but the tribunal ruled that the company was entitled to recover the input tax and the vouchers because it was being incurred for a business reason to promote the sales of the taxable newspaper. And finally, HMRC have produced Revenue Brief 14/215, which give guidance to retailers that from 5th October 2015, there will be a compulsory charge made on providing carrier bags. Now, this has been enforced in Scotland for a long time, and let me just confirm that any amount that a retailer charges for a bag is VAT-inclusive, and the receipt should be included in calculating the trading profits, even though the government hopes the money so received from the sale of bags will be applied towards good charitable causes. Thanks very much for listening.